Welcome to the creative brain of Dean Hawk. Get ready to be challenged, inspired, and equipped to become a better ministry leader.
Hey, welcome back to the Dean Hawk Leadership Podcast. We are going to pick up where we left off last month with our topic of how to measure success. And last month, we talked about how to measure personal success. This month, we want to talk about how to measure success for our team. What are the checks and balances versus just looking at tithes, offerings, attendance, salvations? Yeah, those are all uncontrollables. And so I encourage you to go back to March of 2024 and listen to part one. But this part will be a standalone on its own of how to measure success for our team. What do we as a pastoral staff, as a church staff team, how do we measure success and what are some of the elements? Number one, let's just begin. I think there are 9 or 10 on here. I think there are 10. So I'm going to give you 10 really quick ones. Here we go. Number one is focus. Did we make a difference in one person's life today? You see, one of the things we do is here's the challenge of what's the most accurate statement. Our goal is to minister to everyone, or our goal is to minister to everyone. We're not going to hit everyone. But if our goal is to reach the one, touch the one, impact the one, make a difference in one, then all of a sudden we will always feel like a failure when we attempt to minister to everyone. Well, everyone didn't show up today for service. We failed. Everyone doesn't tithe. We failed. Everyone won't serve or volunteer. So we must have failed. So I tell my staff is every one of us makes a personal difference in the life of one person this morning. It's the difference between everyone and everyone equals just a simple space. It's not one word, it's two. And that space represents the unique needs, issues, hurts, and wants. It could be a smile, a prayer, a hug, or an encouraging word. I'll ask my staff a lot of times in our Monday morning staff meeting, I will ask the question, who was the one you ministered to yesterday? You see, I ministered from the stage and I preached to the crowd. But example, the one I ministered to was the gentleman that came up to me after service with tears in his eyes, and he shared about a tragedy that had happened to his family that he still isn't dealing well with, and that he needs prayer, and he needs to unpack, and he needs to unload that. And he's going to come into my office so we can talk. That was my one for that Sunday morning. The other one was when the gentleman told me, I'm having surgery this week. And I said, man, I want to pray with you. What are you believing God for? What are you standing with? What are you looking forward to? And so if I can get all of my staff, my team leads, and my volunteers to think in this mindset of everyone personally minister and touch one person. I've gone so far that I'm challenging my church members to look for the one that God has called them to minister to. Think of the difference. You can come and hear a good message and experience good worship and your kids enjoy children's church, but it's a whole different thing when you walk out the doors and you're going, wow, that was for me personally. That I feel like somebody gave me time. I feel like I'm loved. I feel like I'm valued. I feel like I'm seen. Now, these next two go together. Number two is our effort. Did we give our best effort? And here's the thing I ask myself and I ask my team. Did I give my all or did I phone it in? Did I dial it in? Did I minister at my peak? Did I leave everything on the field? Or did I slack off and go through the motions? Did I give as much effort in second or third service as I did the first service? Jesus' mission is he came to serve and to sacrifice. And I want to know, did every member on my team thrive in giving his or her best duties, tasks, and responsibilities? That we just didn't get through a service, but we conquered that service and we gave it all. And we're never going to give our absolute best if I focus on ourselves. Well, I don't feel the best today. I didn't sleep good last night. We will always find a place to give ourselves an excuse and an outlet for not giving our best. But we want the test that we need to give ourselves is, did we give our all? Number three is sacrifice. It's a measure of our success. Sacrifice. Did it cost us something? The difference between winners and losers is the team who sacrificed that little extra. It's to give our best requires sacrifice. It means giving something up of our own. For me to give the best message possible means that I'm going to have to sacrifice some extra time to rehearse, to pray, to massage and the sermon notes, and not to have good notes, but to have great notes. Not to speak out of just good wisdom, but godly wisdom. And I believe at the feeding of the 5,000 and the 4,000, I believe that Jesus nor the disciples ate first. It says that he gave them a basket and he gave them some fish and some bread and said, go and serve the people. That we serve first, we sacrifice first, then we eat, and then we receive the blessings. Number four is responsibility. And that means, did we faithfully minister to the people God entrusted into our care? Are we being responsible? Did we faithfully minister to the people God entrusted into our care? Did we help people move forward in life? So often we are more concerned about those who didn't show up or didn't attend. What if we were grateful for those who did come? I'm calling myself guilty as well. It's a bad weather day. It's a snowy day, rainy day, whatever it is in your part of the country. And you turn around during worship and you go, oh, wow, the attendance is down. Attendance is really low today. Maybe it's a holiday weekend. And we can tend to be frustrated by those who didn't come versus being grateful and thankful and taking responsibility for those that God did send. Jesus said this, show yourself faithful over the little and I will put you over much. And so if we're not faithful to the 10, the 100, the 500, the 1,000 that God has given us, then we can't expect for God to increase. And so we need to preach, pastors. We need to preach like every Sunday is Easter Sunday. We need to preach every Sunday as though there were 10,000 people listening to us when maybe there's only 100 people listening to us. Did the people experience God's love, God's power, God's presence, and his word? Did we help them? Are we responsible? Did we show them where to go? Did we answer their life questions or concerns? Did we equip people to face the battles of life for their upcoming week? Did we empower them? We have a phrase around Rock Family Church, everyday ministry by everyday people. Do they feel empowered when they leave? That's how we measure our success. Number five is expectation. Did we leave people wanting more? Did you leave them wishing it was over or wanting more? The worship team squeezes in an extra 1 to 5 minutes. The preacher closes his sermon 3 times and runs over. The announcement and video team is sure that if they promote this event a little extra, a little longer than others, it'll increase attendance. And everyone bites away at their extra 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 minutes. And all of a sudden, everyone's taking extra time. And I'm ready for it to be done versus, oh my goodness, I can't believe that the time has already passed. And so we have to ask ourselves, are we respecting people's time? Are they wanting to come back? Now, take this example. Think of your favorite restaurant. Why was it that you wanted to go back? What is it? Is it the service? You've become friends with one of the wait staff? Is it because you know the owner? Is it because the food is so great? Is you have your favorite dish? What is the thing that draws you back? And was it such a great experience that you're already planning your return? I love what we hear out of our children's ministry from parents. Some of our preschoolers will wake up each morning and say, "Mom, is it Sunday yet?" That's anticipation. That's kids going home looking and anticipating for more. And so here's what I challenge you. What if we prepared every Sunday and gave our absolute best? That we didn't bring in mediocre. We didn't bring in just okay food. We brought a full course meal served with excellence. And so we need to be diligent with our time, bringing excellence of service, treating people like royalty. Our goal is we want to blow people away. Our goal is we want our service to be the best 75 minutes of their week. And we want to prepare an outstanding meal above and beyond their normal diet and ingestion of spiritual food. We want to make them leave wishing, valuing the time that they are here and looking forward to coming back. And so we're not going to just do that spiritually. We're going to do that with lighting. We're going to do that with making sure the temperature is not too hot and not too cold. We're going to make sure that our restrooms are clean. We're going to make sure that there's greeters and hostess at the front door. And we're going to make our best presentation that we possibly can. Number six is vision. Did we fulfill the vision of our church? Our vision for Rock Family Church is impacting everyone with the love of Jesus Christ. So for us, did we make people feel loved and valued and esteemed by Jesus Christ? Did they walk away going, "Man, I felt loved, I felt accepted, I felt valued there"? That's our vision. And if we can't reach the people in our house with the vision, it's never going to be carried beyond our church walls. Number seven is appreciation. Did we honor those who faithfully served with us? Someone once said this, "If praise is their only pay, be sure to give them a praise raise." Did we honor those who faithfully served with us? Did we give them value and appreciation? We need to be quick to thank you, give thank yous to people, to honor our team members. If you read the book Story Brand by Donald Miller, one of the things he says in there is always make the customers the hero of the story. Number eight is recruitment. Did we add winners to our team? We need to be recruiting and adding at all times. We need to be adding to our children's staff, to our hospitality team, to our small group leaders. We always need to be recruiting because why? The vision is greater than you and me. And so every team member must constantly be looking to add and strengthen to his team. To reach more people, we must empower more people to do the work of the ministry. And we need to push the envelope. John Maxwell said this many, many years ago. He said, "I pray every day for God to add winners to my team." Number nine is celebration. Did we pause to thank God and celebrate the victories? My favorite part of our staff meeting every Monday morning is for the first 5 to 10 minutes is everyone on our team shares a win from the previous 7 days. We want to stop. We want to share the wins. We want to share what God has done and celebrate the goodness of God and be grateful. And our last one is eternity. Did we make it hard for people to go to hell? The victory and the win is so much bigger than what we see here on this earth. It's bigger than our church attendance. Did we make it hard for people to go to hell? Are we impacting eternity? It's not about building our kingdom. It's not about our church growing bigger. It's not about our church advancing. It's about the kingdom of God advancing, that we're just a small part, a small piece of the pie of the kingdom of heaven. And we want to make heaven bigger, heaven fuller, and move people from the gates of hell, from the traps of hell, and move them into the grandstands of heaven. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slow in keeping his promises, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." That must be our heart. And that is when we have success, is we are passionate about reaching the lost and expanding the kingdom of God. All right. Bless you guys. Thanks for listening in. We will see you next month. Please pass this on to a ministry friend, a pastor that you know could enjoy, reap from this. Share it with your team, your pastoral team, your entire staff team. I'm sure it will bless them. Have a great week. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. For free sermon series and teaching outlines by Pastor Dean, visit us at deanhawk.com. Be sure and join us next month as we continue our growth on leadership.